On any given weekend, people sitting at their computers are downloading movies that have just opened in the theaters. The most serious piracy still comes from street vendors selling illegal DVDs. But the specter that terrifies the movie industry is an epidemic of illegal file sharing like the one that has plagued the music industry. The studios are planning to follow the record industry's lead by suing individuals who share movies on the internet. From Los Angeles, NPR's Kim Masters reports.
A young man we'll call Ben, obviously he didn't want us using his real name, is an Ivy League student and in some ways a nightmare to the movie studios. Despite their efforts to convey the idea that downloading movies is wrong, he's not getting that message.
I still feel kind of like I'm not really hurting anybody by downloading movies.
Last year, Ben participated in a focus group of young people assembled by Luntz Research Companies. They shocked some of Hollywood's leading moguls. With a click of the mouse, they downloaded pictures that were still playing in theaters. Some of the online files clearly had been filmed on camcorders. Others might have been pirated from within the studios themselves. Brian Grazer, the producer of films like Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind, asked whether there was some way the industry could convince young people that illegal downloading simply isn't cool.
We all laughed because it was just such a funny question. And, you know, we said there's nothing uncool about downloading movies and music. You can't make downloading movies uncool.
That didn't stop the studios from trying their luck with an ad campaign designed to prick the conscience by showing the little people who make movies happen. Like set painter David Goldstein.
To the way it affects me, the guy working on construction, the lighting guy, the sound guy, because we are not million-dollar employees at all.
But the ads didn't work.
It seemed kind of contradictory to what we'd always been hearing, that, you know, the movie industry is, you know, flush with profits and doing so well and huge box office grosses.
The only thing that has slowed Ben down is the fact that there are so many low-quality downloads that turn out to be unwatchable. Josh Burnoff, an entertainment industry analyst with Forrester Research, says Ben is not alone in his frustration.
Right now, the experience that you have is of waiting a long time, possibly hours, to download the file that you found, only to find once it's done that it's only one quarter of the screen size and isn't of particularly good quality, or maybe is missing 10 minutes.
Some of those bad files are slipped onto websites by the studios themselves. But that's just a stopgap measure. The industry feels it's in a race against time.
This industry is in jeopardy.
Jim Giannopoulos is chairman of the Fox Studio.
And it's not just, you know, a bunch of people in Hollywood whining about a random theft. It's potentially on a massive scale, and it's already very substantial in terms of consequence.
So the studios are adopting a get-tough approach. Industry sources say they'll be filing lawsuits against illegal file sharers by the end of the year. Analyst Burnoff says his company's survey of young consumers showed that nearly 70% said they'd stop illegal file sharing if they thought they might get sued. Certainly the idea worries Ben.
That definitely makes a difference. I think the punitive aspects of that would definitely affect my downloading, and I'm sure friends of mine who download movies also.
But Ben also believes he's safe because he uses spyware-free downloading services. In other words, he thinks he can't be tracked. The Motion Picture Association of America says he shouldn't count on that. But no doubt there will always be some way to get around the law. Analyst Burnoff says plugging every leak shouldn't be the industry's priority. Instead, the studios should move to fill customer demand by providing films legally, as Apple has done in music with iTunes.
Creating simple, cheap, easy-to-use, legitimate channels is much more important than attempting to somehow prevent any piracy from taking place.
The industry has made gestures in that direction with companies like MovieLink and CinemaNow, which provide movies that can be downloaded for a fee. And Burnoff thinks the studios will eventually make a fortune by providing video on demand through cable. But there is a sticking point. The industry wants customers to wait months before they can get films through video on demand or downloading. That's because they're intent on protecting their gigantic DVD sales. But Burnoff believes the studios will have to hurry new movies online.
Favoring the piece of plastic, favoring the DVD, in the end, just frustrates the consumers who want to get access to it instantly.
Giannopoulos says the industry will speed things up when it can make sure that it profits.
Over time, and what that timeline is, I'm not able to say, but everything will be digital, mobile, and virtual.
But until that day comes, and even after it does, Giannopoulos says the industry has no choice but to take a hard line with those who help themselves to movies. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.